Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. We are here with Apostle Zoe as our guest, and the topic tonight is times of acceleration. Yes. So we are really excited about that, and my live people are probably saying, where is she? And we're coming, guys. Here we go. We are excited about tonight's topic. But before we jump in, we want to thank our sponsors for the show. Thank you so much to 321 Stop Bullying, 321stopbullying.com. Mm-hmm. We want to thank Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. EricMayweather.com. Thank you so much for supporting us this month. Mm-hmm. Thank you to Jasmine House Foundation, and they're doing a college drive for the college students. So make sure you check out the post. They're going to be doing things. They're putting together a care package for college students. Everybody remember at Christmas and stuff about the elderly and the less fortunate, but no one ever thinks about the college students. So they're going to be doing that. Mm-hmm. Check them out on jasminehousefoundation.com. And then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, who takes care of the girl. And so I just give God praise for Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. And then finally, we had Third Heaven Sound and Unique Expressions by Design with Angelique Washington. So without further ado, welcome again to On Fire to Inspire. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to join us tonight, and we're grateful. And this is, I guess, my spiritual mother, Apostle Zoe Leggett, and we are so excited about having you guys tonight. So if you're listening to us on the radio, you can listen to us one of four ways tonight. We said three ways, right, but we're doing four. We decided to Periscope. So we're actually on her handle on Periscope at if you're on Periscope. And if you're on Facebook, we're on Facebook Live. And then we're also on the online radio at 929-477-2178, because it is recorded each and every week. So you can go back and listen to it, get in your spirit. Because you don't want to miss a bite of this.
No.
Not one, right?
Right.
Not one.
Right.
So, again, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. This is our guest, and we're going to let her introduce herself. Now, I gave you a little snippet, but we're going to let her introduce herself.
Well, hey. I am Apostle Zoe. That's a name that God has given me. My first name is Andrea, last name Leggett. And I am just really, really excited about being on tonight. But it's a lot of things when Leah asked me, tell me a little bit about yourself, you, when you introduce yourself. And I thought, Lord, I wear so many hats, you know. And I would say, first and foremost, I'm a mother. But I'm a mother in two dimensions. In this natural dimension, I have natural biological children that I love so much, but I am a spiritual mother, which I have many. And I'm a wife, but I am also a pastor. But one thing I do love, and that is being a kingdom infuser. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I love that, a kingdom infuser. And so someone who don't really understand the concept, tell them what that is.
Okay, you know, it's almost like when you're, have you guys heard of infused water? And most of the time when you infuse your water, you're putting fruit or some type of vegetable in your water. What it does is it's instilled into the water, or it penetrates. And so when I say a kingdom infuser, what I am doing is infusing or instilling and penetrating the heart of people with the kingdom of God.
Amen, amen.
Yes.
And that is definitely something that needs to be done. It has to be done
yes.
in this hour that we're in. So the topic tonight is times of acceleration. Mm-hmm. What does the topic itself mean to you?
Well, you know, as I was thinking about coming on, I thought about, okay, Lord, I've listened to some of the others that were on, you know, weeks prior, and the things, time of harvest, time of different things. And I'm saying, Lord, what is it that you're saying? And this is what he placed in my spirit, times of acceleration. And if we could define the word acceleration, it actually means to increase speed or to increase the rate of speed, things happening quickly. And so that's the times that we're in. There's not going to be any more delay, you guys. If you're in the body of Christ, if you are a believer in Christ the Lord, this is the hour of acceleration where things are going to begin to start happening quickly in the earth dimension in where we live. We'll begin to see things happening quickly.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who are listening to the radio broadcast through the phone number of 929-477-2178. We are again on Facebook Live if you want to catch us there, as well as we're on Periscope under at Zoe Apostle, but I actually just logged in and shared it. So you can actually, if you are a follower of me, you would actually be able to go ahead and pull it up on either one of us. So you're able to catch us in many, many ways so that you don't yeah. miss out on any of these powerful nuggets. So I tell you, we are so excited about this hour that we're in
yes.
because there's so much revelation.
I'm telling you, things are unfolding, yes. unveiling, revealed, being revealed. And I'm telling you, no one has to walk in ignorance in this hour. No mm-hmm. one has to walk in not knowing
right.
because the prophets are speaking.
Mm-hmm.
The people of God are, the Lord is waking us up mm-hmm. at different times of the morning because he's wanting to let us in on what he's doing. He's really trying to prepare us for the greatest hour in which we've lived.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, it's exciting times.
Yes.
It really is. Do not get fooled by, you know, the hurricanes and the earthquakes and you know, the police brutality and, you know, the poverty and all of this. Yes, it is going on. But while that is going on, God has a plan, and the plan is being unveiled and revealed in the hearts of his people. So it's a good time.
Amen. Amen. So the people, and you really touched on what I just thought about saying,
okay.
and that was, don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
That's a good
way of saying it. Don't get it twisted. Don't get on the doom and the gloom
yes.
of what's going on, mm-hmm. but stay in the knowing of
yes.
the glory that's
yes.
being revealed. And
yes.
y'all know what glory means. It means the weight, the kabod, the manifestation of God's greatness is being revealed in times of darkness.
Yes.
In
yes.
times of despair, this mm-hmm. is when the light is important. Because
yes.
light isn't really that important when it's light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It'd have to get dark
right.
for light to be of great importance.
Exactly. And you know, now when you think about it, when you really think about it, if we cut the lights off,
mm-hmm.
and we're the light, then the light is the room is illuminated just because the
yes.
light has entered that room.
Yes.
And so, yes,
and that light becomes vital and becomes so important. It's like, it's like, wow, you know, you need the light.
Mm-hmm.
But see, while everything is light, you know, nobody can tell the difference between. But
right.
when it gets dark.
And
this is the time where God is lightening up our hearts and our understanding
right.
so that we can express the light.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's a great day to be alive. Trust me. It
yes.
really is.
It is. It is. Guys, again, we're you can check us out on several different ways right now. Make sure that you're sharing this. If you're on Facebook Live, share it with your followers and friends. If you're on Periscope, share it with your followers. Because, again, you don't want people to miss any of the revelation, because I'm telling you, there's going to be so many powerful nuggets that you're going to be like, woo, I just got full. You might have been hungry and had your dinner yet, but you're going to get filled up tonight. Amen. So times of acceleration, I'm telling you, we're in the hour.
We're in the time of it. And you know what? And it was one thing that I heard the Lord say. He said, there'll be no more delay. There'll be no more delay. So I'm telling you, I don't care how long you feel like you have just stood and you wore out. Trust me, this is your hour. This is your time where you're going to see the things of God promised, the things that he said. You're getting ready to see them come to pass, come to fruition. Because it's the timing that we're in where God has got to bring forth. So trust him, trust him, trust him. Just gain your strength back. Because sometimes you can just kind of get weary in well doing because it's just been so long, it seems like to you. But I'm prophesying to you, I'm decreeing to you that the times of acceleration is at hand. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
And if you don't understand what she just did, you better just get in your, you know what? Go ahead and receive that. You know, and if you don't know how to receive it, you just say, you know what, Lord, I know that was for me. So I receive that word. I accept that. You just say, I take it. That's mine. And you say, God, I thank you for it.
Yes,
I thank you for that piece.
To you.
It's yours. It is your portion.
It's yours. It's theirs for the taking.
It's theirs for the taking. And, you know, one thing I learned from this lady right here, she said, if there was a word that was released, even if it was released for someone else, and it's something that you have need of, or it's something that's in your spirit, that you say, wait a minute, that ain't my spirit too. You can say, me too, Jesus.
Me
so,
too.
Ain't nothing wrong with you saying that word was for me. That's mine. And I'm going to give you a personal testimony lined up with what she just said about the acceleration and things that have been delayed and delayed. Well, for months, I've been waiting to hear back from the Dove Awards about going to be one of the media people. Now, I went in 2015, 2016, I had too much going on, so I couldn't make it. But I said, 2017, I'm going back. Because how many of y'all know there's power in your words and there's power in your mind? Because I shifted my mindset first that I am going to be in that media room. And so I got an email this evening that I will be a part of the media room. So
that's
the acceleration.
Amazing.
It's here.
Acceleration is time, you guys.
Yes.
I'm telling you, acceleration is here.
Yes.
And you know, and I love it that you said it. You just brought back to my remembrance that if the word goes out, it's yours for the taking. And the reason why we can say that is because God don't have a respect of persons. So if it's for somebody else, it can be for you too. You just receive.
Yes.
Because that's God.
Somebody said, I'm a crumb snatcher. You better snatch your crumbs, baby. Snatch your crumbs. They are yours.
Yes, they are.
You know, one of the things that, you know, I was telling the intercessory team, I said, you know I had put in, you know, I sent the information off to be a part of the awards ceremony. But well, here's the thing. They said you won't get a word until September. Well, we're 4 days away from the end of September. So I was like, okay, whatever. I'm on the red carpet of another one. So if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. But in my mind, I still was, I'm there. I'm there. And when I got it today, it just confirmed that what I already knew, I'm there. So guys, I don't care what word you've been waiting on. Like she just told us, it's been accelerated. So whatever that is you've been awaiting, whatever it is that you've been believing God for, his promises shall not return void. And there was a word you all released Saturday about the promises.
The promises
coming and not being held up. It's in alignment with it.
It's a word that the Lord had showed us in, I think it's in Zechariah. Mm-hmm. It said that the seed shall prosper, and it's time for the vine to give its fruit.
Yes.
And it says that the earth is going to bring forth the increase, mm-hmm. and it says that it's going to happen now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen now.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get in your spirit the word now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, faith is now. So faith is why we're speaking now.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? You know what I just saw in what happened with you? I saw, number one, it happening at an accelerated speed,
yes.
but then it turned around, and what was accelerated was favor.
Amen. Glory to
accelerated
God.
Accelerated favor.
Accelerated favor. Y'all better receive that word, because it ain't just mine.
Accelerated favor. Glory be to God. Oh, my
yes.
God, I love that.
Yes.
I just
yes.
heard that in the spirit.
Accelerated favor, y'all. Accelerated favor. Father, we thank you,
Jesus.
Accelerated favor.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
The Holy Ghost just put things together for
me. Just make it all good.
Yes,
just get gooder and gooder. I know that ain't good English, y'all.
I know. Sometimes you have
that kind of language. Because God knows.
Yes. He knows. It's just so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Hallelujah. So there are so many things that's being revealed
yes.
in this end time.
Yes, it
and
is.
So many people need to make sure that they're not so distracted by life,
mm-hmm.
by the media. They're not by the media.
By the media, I'm telling you.
By the people that's in your ear that's a negative. Get them out.
That right.
Get them out. Just focus.
Yeah.
Stay focused.
And you know, the Lord has had me for like weeks now, really since I come back from Greenwood, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really participate in a whole lot of TV and a whole lot of that
mm-hmm.
Because he's just pulling on my spirit,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he's wanting to release to us some things. And sometimes you can't get distracted by the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can just be noise
right.
all around us. But God is working within our spirit,
mm-hmm.
trying to enlighten us or let us know something.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we got to know how to, you know, pull away from, like you said, sometimes you got to pull away from the media.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Many times people are feeding their spirit. And, you know, I remember you said you got to protect your ear gates and your eye gates. What are
mm-hmm.
you feeding your spirit with?
Mm-hmm.
And so as I, you know, shifted from that, there are like things that I used to love watching the have and have not. But
okay.
the Lord told me I couldn't watch it. And so I haven't watched that in such a long time. I couldn't tell you what's going on because it was like.
It'll draw you
it
in.
Was, you'll be drawn in and you'll see all this negativity and you see all this stuff. And you start seeing that kind of stuff appear in life. And I'm like,
right.
I'm not looking for that. What I'm looking to appear are the promises. So I don't need that kind of stuff in my spirit if
no,
that's going to reproduce. I need to reproduce what the promise is and what the word is, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
and that's what you got to put in your eyes right now. That's what
mm-hmm.
you got to put in your ears
yes.
because those are the gateways to
mm-hmm.
your soul.
Yes.
And the Bible let you know, whatever come out of the soul of a man is what either brings corruption to the man
mm-hmm.
or what brings benefit and profit to the man.
Right.
So you've got to watch your inner man, what's coming out of that inner man. Because the Bible tells us that. It's not what goes in your mouth that you eat that defile you.
Right.
It's what come out of you
mm-hmm.
brings defilement.
Right.
So you're right. So you're looking at, like you said,
the have or the have not.
And you know, a lot of times it's a lot of stuff go on. You know, it's a lot of adultery, it's a lot of stuff
mm-hmm.
go on.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff will get in you and then you'll just go throughout life and you'll see it. You'll
mm-hmm.
see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what? And that'll become your reality.
Right, right. I don't need that in my reality.
No,
mm-hmm.
me either.
Mm-hmm.
No. Me either. I know how to shut it down.
Exactly. So, you know, you got to understand when you've moved into another place, and we understand we've moved into this deep place, so I can't look shallow anymore. There's no need for me to go back to the shallow when I'm in the deep. And so, you know, you just got to understand who you are and where you are, because we're in the times of acceleration.
And you know what? And that's what the Lord is trying to do, is move us into the deep.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're kind of in the shallow waters, mm-hmm. and there's only so many types of fish in the shallow, mm-hmm. and you want some greater things, then you need to move on into the deep. And sometimes to move on into the deep,
okay.
then that's when sometimes you do have to shut some other stuff off,
put it down.
So that you can feed your spirit what you want to pull
right.
out
right.
of the deep. Yeah.
Right. I tell you, I'm loving it. You guys loving this on Facebook Live and Periscope and
yes,
the On Fire Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I tell you, I told you it was going to be good. So again, you know, share with your followers, share with your people. Yes, focus, shut the negativity out. I love it, Cassandra. Love it. Yes, shut it down. You know, even for the show, anybody that knows me personally,
mm-hmm.
they know that before the show, I'm in worship. So you can't call me with any negativity. You know, I'll talk to you after, even if you need me to, you know, speak life into you, but
mm-hmm.
if it's just negativity that I got to listen to, I can't do this because for me, this is ministry. For me, I can't, you know, go before people and all this stuff, you
mm-hmm.
know, and,
mm-hmm.
and carry that into them. No,
right.
No, it's not
and
right.
A lot of times people don't even think that that is posing an issue,
mm-hmm.
but it really is because number one, words are power.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that words are life. Death.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when you partake of even other people's words,
mm-hmm.
it brings a level or a depth of death
mm-hmm.
to your spirit or to your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're giving out, a lot of times you might not think that you're going there, but the truth of the matter is your spirit is giving it off. The spirit is so, the spirit is so vital. Your spirit person
mm-hmm.
is so vital, you guys. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's time to invest in your spirit.
It's time to invest in your spirit.
Now, mm-hmm.
she said a mouthful, guys. It's time to invest in your spirit because we invest in everything else. We go hair done, ladies. I mean,
yes,
you go haircuts and your shades and, you know, the ladies, sometimes you go get the facials and the manicures, the pedicures. Some people are even getting extensions on their lashes now, the mink extensions. You know, they doing a lot.
Right.
But what are you investing in your spirit, man? And what kind of time are you with the Father?
That's the truth. And that's the only way that spirit can be strengthened
yeah.
is. And, you know, you're so right. Sometimes we do invest in everything on the outward,
mm-hmm.
but the inward is like starving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's malnourished.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
weak.
Yeah.
And it'll show. It'll
mm-hmm.
show in your life.
Right.
It
right.
will show in your life. You know, because you can be looking all beautiful on the outside and then just be so broken inwardly.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes.
And that's not the place where we need to be in this mm-hmm. hour.
That's not where He wants us to be. Mm-hmm. Father wants us to be whole, healed, healthy. And actually happy, you know,
and
happy.
Right.
You know, not waiting till you, you know, dead and joining Him. But He wants you to be happy and satisfied on this side of the earth.
That's true.
That's
yes,
true.
Yes, yes. That's true. So don't get so looking towards heaven quite yet. You could be here in the realm with heaven first.
Mm-hmm.
And that means get heaven in your spirit. Get heaven in your inward person.
Amen.
Well, they're enjoying that, right?
Yes, yes, yes. The Periscopers, they're really responding. Now, to you Facebook people, you guys are, you know, I'm seeing some responses here and there. But Periscope
yeah.
beating y'all on the responses, guys. They really are.
Well,
y'all going to have to come up now on Facebook Live because Periscope, they are really communing with us. They're communicating and they're having a good time. Thank you so much.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
praise
oh,
the Lord.
I say, guys.
He's showing
hi,
some love.
Hi, Big Daddy Left Light. He said, hello, ladies.
Hello.
Big
hello.
Daddy
that's
Left
my
Stop
friend.
Atlanta. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Y'all,
it's time for you to come
funny.
Back to Atlanta.
Yes, yes. That is a funny, anointed man, I tell you.
Yeah, he is.
Is.
He will have you,
thank you.
Really laughing.
Yes, yes. They saying this is good stuff. You're right, Periscope. This is good stuff. I told you want to miss a bite of it because it's going to be some great golden nuggets. Again, share with your followers. Thank you for the hearts. Thank you for the love.
Yeah.
Share with your followers. If you are on Facebook Live, share. So, Apostle, so with
It's delicious.
I love it. Y'all know I speak with my hands, so it's so funny because people are like, girl, you just always move your hands. I am a talker, and I talk with my hands. So even when I'm not on Facebook Live, y'all know I'm talking with my hands. Or Periscope, I'm talking with my hands. So tell us about, because God is saying he's accelerating some things. So tell us about, as you're moving in that acceleration, how some of the things he's unfolding, even in Revelation and events getting ready to come up and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we do have some great things. And let me say this, too, about acceleration. Yes, things that we have been standing and believing God for, things that we've seen in the Word that we haven't saw yet. Yes to that, but also accelerating you, getting you to where you need to be. You know, that's a part of this acceleration, knowing that God is moving us as a people of God over into the land that he's promised, over even into your desires, your whatever it is, God is moving us. He's moving us quickly. So, yes, we do have some wonderful things that's coming up, and we're really excited about you guys. I'm telling you, we're going to end this year strong. So we have some absolutely awesome events that's going to be taking place the last few months of this year, because we're going to make sure that you are fulfilled and you're prosperous in every area of your life. Yeah. And right now, what is on our calendar is the TFC conference. The TFC is the threefold core conference. And I know you guys have heard that from scriptures, the threefold cord that is not easily broken. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so this is a conference concerning relationships, married, single, dating. It doesn't matter. You know, it's time for us to succeed in relationships. And it's time for us to begin to really excel and soar in that area. Because a lot of times it's relationships, us having relationships with people, that has caused us to be broken or caused us to be stripped in our identity and a lot of these things. So our relationships need to be whole. They need to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes through getting the right information and putting it into practicality.
Okay. Yes. So, you know, so for the people who are saying, well, I'm not married, am I welcome at that conference? That's what people may say.
All the singles, you got to come. Because I promise you, the married people are going to have you guys laughing. And
they're going to have you learning and getting some instructions, some do's and don'ts. But it's, yes, we want all our singles to be there, because God has a word for you as well. Yes.
Amen. So they're posting on Periscope where it's located and things of that nature, as well as you will be in Cartersville on October the 21st. Someone just posted.
Yes. TFC is October 7th. That is a Saturday. It's two sessions. It's here in Conyers at 1303 Parker Road at Kingdom Works International Ministries. That's going to be really, really awesome, y'all. We really want you guys to come out. The 10 o'clock morning session, then we're going to break for lunch at 12, and then we'll come back together at 1, and we're going to close out at 3. So we want you guys there. It's going to be fun. You're going to enjoy it, and you're going to learn in a really good atmosphere. And then October 21st, yes, I will be in Cartersville at Healing Hands Ministries with Pastor Maxine. So, yes, we want to see everybody in the Cartersville area, because we're there to release a word into that region, that territory, and see God move mightily for the people of God.
Amen. You all were doing a Bible study for my father's house as I joined you all earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
And that word was so good. And it was like, you know, for many people, you all said something to the effect of, as you spend time with the father, this was for the married couples. As you spend time with the father, it's revealed to you and show you what it is your spouse needs. You know, how to love down. And I thought it was really, really good. So that's some of the type of stuff that they're going to learn.
We're going to talk about that. So for the ones that aren't married, you're going to get the scriptures on what Christ says when you're not married, how important it is to get with the Lord and allow the Lord to build you and cause you to be what you're going to need to be in relationship with someone else. So it's going to be absolutely awesome. It's going to be awesome, you guys.
It's going to be awesome, guys.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm telling you guys, we are in the times of acceleration.
Acceleration.
So I tell you, we're going to ask you guys some questions. There are some people that are responding. So we're trying to read on Periscope and also make eye contact with you guys. Comments to address, but the event again for the threefold conference, the threefold core conference is October the 7th, and what's the cost?
There is no cost. There's no cost or registration. Listen, y'all, it's time to get help. You hear me? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're on the inside, you're screaming out for help, but you just don't know who to do, what to ask sometimes. And so we have it out here. We're saying all come and be blessed, be empowered, get ready to get equipped so that you can go forward and have a great relationship.
Amen.
Amen. Stay in faith, our singles. Stay in faith because it won't be long. Amen. Acceleration.
Amen. Again, free. So, you know, it meets every budget because it's free. Thank you for posting that. Again, it's called the 3-4 Court Conference. It's October the 7th. And it's 10 a.m. session starts, 10 to 12. Then we'll break for lunch and come back at
1.
At 1.
One to three.
Mm-hmm. And so, guys, you want to definitely come out and be a part of that, whether you're single, whether you're married, because for those who are married, it'll definitely bless your union. And for those who are single, it'll tell you the things you need to know in the event that you're looking to move in that direction. So you'll be blessed.
Yeah,
because even
you're gonna be strengthened as a single because you want to be able to go into that relationship strong, you know. So, yes, it's going to be awesome.
Yes. I tell you, you know, with the times of acceleration in the hour that we're in, this revelation has been so beautiful. The revelation of, you know, God's word, just watching people grow and blossom. Yes. It seemed like even their spiritual maturity has been, you know, accelerated.
It's going to be accelerated in this hour. I'm telling you, even in your gifts and the anointing in your life is going to elevate and accelerate it. Speed. I'm telling you, we're in the time where things will not be slow. It's now. It's now.
The address again is 1303 Parker Road, Suite G is in George, and the first session starts at 10. We'll break for lunch at 12, come back at 1, and we'll go from 1 to 3 on the second. The continuation, so don't just comment 1, because there are two parts to it, and it's free. And so someone's asking a question.
What is that person?
He has baby mama drama.
Okay.
And he asked you any tips. I don't know how to help him with that one, the baby mama drama.
Are you a believer? You're a Christian? Because the first thing we do, you got to go to God in prayer.
Right. He said it for you, not trying to be funny. So,
right.
Yes.
Prayer is the key first. Getting before the Lord and asking God to intervene and understanding that you have authority in your words to begin to speak peace in the situation. So yes, I know it can be challenging, but I'm telling you, you are more than a conqueror, and you can, as you go to the Lord in prayer, the Lord will just drop little things in your heart that you can do to cause things turn, to shift, for the peace, of the family. You know, I'm telling you.
Amen, amen.
Well, praise the Lord, you're already off.
Amen.
All types of drugs in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I agree with you that the, and you know what, we're talking about the times of acceleration. Mm-hmm. We go ahead and release you now from all temptations, mm-hmm. all everything that has, you know, hindered you or tried to trap you mm-hmm. in substance abuse in the name of Jesus. We declare that it's already broken and destroyed off of your life in Jesus' almighty name.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak acceleration in that deliverance and in the peace of your relationship in Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. He said, that's right, ladies. Yes. And we're, you know, a lot of times just like, well, we don't, they don't know me, but we do know you by the Spirit. And what we do say is we are in agreement and we're believing God that it's already done, because it is. We're just waiting on manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
So all is well with you, my brother. All is well. All is well. What state are you in?
Yes, and that's what was
it
that
is. Andy? So, yes, Andy, what state are you in? It is already done. See, you got some other sisters and brothers. You're in California. Okay.
We're setting ourselves in agreement.
In agreement.
We stay in agreement with us, so we're agreeing according to the word.
Yes.
And so let me tell you, there is no distance in words carry the Spirit. In the Spirit, there is no distance. So we might be here in Atlanta, Georgia, and you're in California, but when I tell you that we can speak a word, Jesus spoke the word concerning and that was sick in one location, and he was healed according to the words, mm-hmm. because words are powerful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, when you, and you know, and another thing of it is, you know, I know you say you're getting into the word, just make sure that you're in a church, that you're being fed, a Bible teaching church, not just somewhere that you're just going, but they're teaching you the word.
Yes.
And as you get that word, it just starts feeding you. You'll see yourself growing.
Mm-hmm.
And in this time of acceleration, you'll see yourself growing in leaps and bounds.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We
Amen.
Speak your change.
Amen. Amen. We're excited about you today,
yeah.
Andy. We are excited.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen. He's excited. He's excited, and we're excited for him.
Yes.
Amen. You know, this is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Guys, we're going to check on the radio, folks. So if you want to say something actually live on the air, dial in at 929. Somebody posted this on Periscope. It's going to please some live Facebook livers. Someone dial this, post this number, 929-477-2178, and press option 1 if you want to say something. You have a question, you have a comment about anything we've said this month, so far. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much, Belita. 929-477-2178, option 1, and we will be able to actually hear you on the phone line and address your question or the comment. So thank you so much. We're going to Facebook Livers. We'll be right back with you.
Hello,
Hey, Bishop. All right, so press 1 if you want to you want to make a comment or a question. If you're on the line, 929-477-2178, and we'll be able to bring you on and be able to address your question. And guys, don't be trying to bash for the night. If you have a question that you don't want to, if you want to be anonymous, you don't have to say your name.
Right.
You just say, I have a question. Or you can just say, hey, I have a comment. Because I tell you, like when last week I shared with them, when you're a person that's always exhorting and giving out, just to hear someone say, you know what, beautiful daughter of God, thank you, Andy. to hear someone say, you know what, that blessed me.
Mm-hmm.
It blesses you
mm-hmm.
because you're a good example.
Exactly.
He uses. You're
right.
Like, well, thank you, Lord. Because it blesses you to be able to do what he tells you to do.
Exactly.
You know, it's,
yes.
There's nothing, there's no amount of money you put on the feeling you get when you walk in obedience. Guys, if
exactly.
I had not been obedient, we would not be doing this tonight. Because
mm-hmm.
The Lord said to do this, we started this December 9th, 2014. So we're about to come on the third anniversary.
That's amazing.
Yes, that
That's
is
amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. Amazing. I see
amazing.
Some. It's flying.
Yes,
it is flying.
It is
flying. But as things have been accelerated, make sure you are in your rightful place. And everything is already predestined. And you speaking now, honey, you are doing it. I tell you, the Father is so beautiful. Yes. God is so faithful. They're trying to be bashful over here on the radio line side. So I don't know why they're being bashful. But we're going to go on back to Facebook Live since y'all not cooperating. Okay, so Facebook Live, people, we are back. I know y'all can hear us. Thank you for posting that that was 929-477-2178. Option one, 9947721 78, option one. So I tell you, God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
So for the people who are looking to come out and they're like, well, it'll be an hour drive. Is it worth my drive? What would you say to that person?
I'll say it is more than your drive. I would even go 2 hours myself.
Amen.
Good. Listen, when you need help and you need peace in a situation, honey, Miles, he said, take the bus.
Yes.
Y'all, Andy is talking tonight.
Yes.
Yes, you guys got to come out and join us. I'm telling you, you're going to feel the love. The understanding is going to be there. Everything you need to be encouraged, for your faith to be boosted. You're going to go out of there knowing, wow, I can do this thing. I'm telling you. So, yes, you got to come. You got to be here. If you can make it, make it.
Yes.
It's worth the drive. It's worth the time.
Yes. Belita said it's going to be it's a 2-hour drive for them, but they will be here. I think I had a call from South Carolina, so we may have another pastor in the house that says she got to get here. And so that'll be 3 to 3.5 hours for her. So,
wow.
Yeah, so we just give God praise when people understand, when they have an ear to hear. You know, you make the time to go to that concert. You make the time to go to everything else. And we put a limit on things of him. And this is the hour to do that, y'all.
No.
It's really not the hour.
Not at all.
So,
not at all.
Yes. So the people are coming in,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be fed whether they're single or they're married.
Mm-hmm.
Give them just like, for the ones who are just joining us, give them that snippet again. That you, I was telling them that you and Bishop just had about the revealing, you know, getting before the Father and spending time with the Father. And
yes, and you know what? That is for singles.
You.
It talks about the unmarried, those that aren't married, they're mm-hmm. single still, you know, focusing on the Lord. And but even also for the married, they really got to get before the Lord.
Yes.
They really got to get before the Lord because they have to come out of the presence of the Lord as the Lord has, you know, because we go through things and, you know, things are going to come up in life and we got to know how to handle them. So we got to get before the Lord so we know how to handle every situation and not try to handle it from our own reasoning, our own feelings and our own opinions, but now the Lord has influenced our opinions and what we want to do and what we're gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Bishop and I were talking earlier on Periscope, and we were just talking about how when a single person focuses in on the Lord, what the Lord does is focus in on who they are and build them to be the right person in relationship. Wow. So it's very important, y'all, that threefold cord, that's the Father wrapping himself around us, keeping us together. And but if you're single, you need to take that time and let the Lord invest in you to become the right person so that you'll attract the right person.
Hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I really like that because, you know, sometimes people are so focused on life and they don't take the time to spend with the Father and they have all this broken, messy stuff
mm-hmm.
and they continue to attract that same type of person. Who had the same broken, messy stuff. And two broken people don't make a whole.
No.
It's a bigger
not
mess.
At all. You need to be whole. I used to think, you a half, I'm a half, we come together and make a whole. Well, that was not correct, y'all. You need to be whole already.
mm-hmm.
Amen. And a lot of us that come into relationship, we've already went through stuff, so we already a broken mess. Then that's our purpose for getting with the Lord and allowing him to wash us from the residue of where we've been, the mouths that have been put on us, you know, going through life itself. So I'm telling you, it's good to be able to have this relationship with God first.
Yeah.
So he can reveal to you who you are. So you're not going into a relationship wanting somebody else to validate or mm-hmm. to tell you who you are. You know who you are.
Right. And then
you know who you are.
When you're approached by the wrong kind, when you understand who you are, you won't be susceptible to manipulation and other things because you're like, I know who I am. And there are standards that
exactly.
are here.
Exactly.
And so you won't allow someone that has no clue who they are, who's walking mm-hmm. in manipulation, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just gotta silence everything and everybody.
Yes,
just silence everything and everybody.
Yes,
and just before him and say, okay, Father, I want to learn from this. What is this that you're teaching me? Because
mm-hmm.
I don't look at life anymore. You know, I had the opportunity to be on some, I guess, on someone's show. And the question they asked, it was a business forum.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, how do you handle failures? And I said, I don't have them. And they said, what? I said, I don't look at anything as being a failure. I look at everything as a learning opportunity. So what is your perception?
Mm-hmm.
How do you perceive
mm-hmm.
the way you look at things can shift everything?
Yes, it does. The way you think about a thing.
Yes.
And that's the reason why the Bible says, as a man thinketh in
yes.
his heart,
mm-hmm.
so is he. So you are thinking, this is not failure.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a learning opportunity for me.
Right.
So you're going to be more quick to get up and concerning a learning opportunity than you would the thought of defeat or failure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
So it's how you think. It,
exactly.
Yeah, your thought processes is very vital for how far you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what happens in your life, how you think about a thing, and that's the purpose for being able to know the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
to know how you must think.
Yes, and one of the things I love when you know, help remind us of the Word, you say it starts with the renewing of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so renewing our mind to what the Word say, not what anybody else said about you, not what anybody has spoken to you or spoken against you, but what does the Word say about me?
Mm-hmm.
Does my Father believe about me? His words say that I am, you know, I am, because he is.
Mm-hmm. And does the Father's word carry weight with you?
Because,
you know, because you can
somebody
hear.
Somebody put that on the screen. Does the Father's word carry weight with you? I love that. Y'all better put that on there.
Oh, yeah. Because if his word carries a lot of weight in your life,
yeah.
then you know what? You're going to be more prone to lean towards what he says
mm-hmm.
than trying to figure out a question, you know, if it's so or any of that. It'll totally annihilate doubt and fear because his word carry so much weight in your life, you know. So that's the place where we got to get is God's word is true.
Yes.
God's word is true. And God is faithful to his word. Mm-hmm. And so if that is true, I got to get his word on the thing because his word will not return void or empty.
Yes.
Will not.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, this is the kind of stuff I get every Saturday night live. I'm telling you, that's why you understand why you're growing in leaps and bounds spiritually. You know, you invest in everything and invest in your spirit. You know, if you're 2 hours away, 3 hours away, drive, fly, ride the bus, as Andy said. Get there. If you want to come to this TFC,
if it's vital, you'll do it.
You'll do it. You can't say, well, it doesn't meet my budget. What's the excuse now? Because they took that out, you know. We're having Saturday on Tuesday. You better say that, Andy. You are saying it, Andy.
Wow. I need Andy to come on to the Saturday night.
I'm telling Andy to fly on to Atlanta. He said he pumped up. He Andy to fly on to Atlanta.
Right, right.
I'm telling you. It's such a blessing, such a blessing. Again, for those of you that are just joining us, we were talking about the Threefold Cord Conference coming up October 7th. So that's next Saturday at 10 a.m. And it'll be from 10 to 12. We'll break from lunch for an hour. Then we'll be back from 1 to 3. And you're talking about being happy and healthy and whole and healed in any type of relationship because you can have an unequally yoked friendship. You know, you could be the person giving, giving, giving. This person ain't doing but taking, and draining the life out of you.
Mm-hmm. And you are absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Friendships that cause you to be broken, you know, mm-hmm. or hurt, or whatever it is. You know what? One thing that I found out that we need to master as people, and that is relationships.
Amen.
How to be able to cohabitate with someone else and how to function with someone else and it be healthy.
Right.
You know,
right.
We all learning. I'm telling you, we're learning as we live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
It's on the job learning. On the job.
Yes.
Right?
On the every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day of our life. But you know what? We want to get good at what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Which is loving each other.
Yeah.
Trusting each other.
Yeah.
You know, walking together in unity. All of that. We want to get good at that. Let's master it. We can do it because we got the God in us.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. We just need a little understanding.
Just a little understanding, revelation to teach it to us.
Yes. Females need to learn men. Men need to learn women. And then we got to want to do it. And it's just a lot that we need to get.
Yes. Somebody posted learning as we live. I like it. Because that's what it is, learning as we live. And learning from it and not have to have any doer.
Right.
You know, because if you didn't learn from it and you got to constantly go through it, but show me what I was to learn from this.
Because exactly.
I don't want to take this test again.
No. No.
There's some tests that you just like,
And you guys, and I'm telling you, they will come around and around until you make a better decision and get a better result. And then you're like, wow, why did I not do that the first time? But you know what? It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We live and we learn. So thank God for that.
Praise God for that. You know, as you learn, through some of your mistakes or learning opportunities, then you learn and you can help somebody else so they don't trip up and make that same mistake.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Because many times we get stuck, and that's what I see a lot. People get stuck in situations, and then they allow that situation and circumstance to define who they are. But he's like, my perception of you, my view of you, everything I created you to be has not changed. Nothing
right.
changed.
Right.
It's just your mind. You got to line up with who I said you are.
Exactly.
I don't care who Caleb said you was. I don't care who Jonathan said you was. I don't care who Sharon said you was.
Yeah.
I don't care that I say you are.
Amen. Yeah, got to get there, y'all. We got to get to what says counts.
Yeah.
It weighs more than any and every circumstance, situation, anybody that speaks contrary to what the word has declared, we're going to have to choose what God says over it.
Yeah.
Over it to succeed. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Because we're not victims, we're victors. Yes. And we're not survivors, we're thrivers. You know, somebody be like, you know, I survived, Daddy.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is not the time just to survive. Uh-uh. It's the time that we will thrive, praise God. I agree. I'm telling you, I have heard some very sad stories and songs from survivors only. But people that thrive, I'm telling you, they give another spirit. They give off another vibe when you're thriving. And God wants us to thrive. Amen.
Amen.
He wants us to thrive. Yes, he does.
Amen. Amen. Guys, again, the threefold core conference, you don't want to miss it. Tell your friends and family about it. Don't allow anyone to put poison in your ear any longer, because you don't have the time to do that. We're in a time of acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
And so since we're in times of acceleration, God has accelerated many things. You don't have time for foolish things.
Right.
You know,
right.
Everything has to be so focused on who is he calling you to be in this hour? Because
mm-hmm.
we're in the time of acceleration.
We're in the time.
So I'm excited. I'm so excited.
I am too. I'm excited for you guys. Listen, we're speaking to you, but let me tell you, it's going in the airwaves. It's getting in your spirit, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you guys will begin to, even when we depart off the airwaves tonight, mm-hmm. in your spirit there will be a confidence, a hope, a faith. For what is being said, because this is exactly what the Lord is saying, that these are the times
mm-hmm.
and the hour. This is the hour. These are the days of acceleration for God's people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tell everyone how they can follow you, how they can connect, and the people who are doing it on Periscope, if you can post it. And also whoever's doing the writing. Oh, now you're doing well on Facebook Live. If you can actually post the contact mm-hmm. information for her on that side. How can they follow you? How can they get in touch?
Well, you can follow. I am on Periscope. I am on Periscope. I'm speaking that by faith, that I'm getting on Periscope every week, praise the Lord. Because there is a demand for the word of God in this hour. So every Wednesday night, I'm at the church at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G in Conyers at 7 p.m. Also on Saturday night live at the church. Every Saturday night at 7 o'clock, I am there. A lot of times we're periscoping right there. So you guys can look me up on Facebook at Andrea Zoe. And so yes, check us out and just know that God is doing great things.
The address again.
The address is 1303 Parker Road. That's Suite G in Conyers, Georgia. Amen.
Amen. And that conference is a threefold core conference next
That's
Saturday.
A tongue twister.
It is, isn't it? TFC, for sure. TFC, threefold core conference. Yes, say that fast.
Right.
10 a.m. will be the first session. We'll break for lunch at 12, and then come back at 1:30. Again, that's 1303 Parker Road, CG. It is a free conference. So come out and get this wisdom.
Yes.
Into yes. Eat from the outside of the great table of knowledge and wisdom.
Yes.
That is given now. You won't be sorry for whatever you're coming from. Whatever.
No. You will be blessed.
Definitely. And we have service here Saturday night live. On 7 p.m. on Saturdays, same address, And then if you're in the Columbus area or in our neighboring area in Columbus, we will have service over at my father's house. What's the address of my father's house?
And that is 3604 Macon Road. 3604 Macon Road in Columbus, Georgia, every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock.
All right. So, guys, you have no excuse. If you're on one part of the town, you can hit Kanye Saturday night. And if you're in the Columbus area, we do have some guys who travel from Columbus. They come to Saturday Night Live and tell you. Then you turn around and go to Columbus service on Sunday. They're dedicated to the word like this. They're dedicated to the woman and man of God.
Yes.
So they're like, I got to get my feet. You know, you do everything else you want to do. What about what we say spiritually? So I tell you, God is so faithful.
you famous. He said he saw you somewhere. They saw you somewhere.
God is so faithful. But again, we're in times of acceleration, guys. So make sure you share this broadcast with someone, whether you're on Periscope, whether you're on Facebook Live, or if you are listening through Blog Talk Radio, we thank you for listening to us tonight. Oh, we have a caller that had a question or a comment. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. You have Aaliyah and Apostle Zoe. Yes. On Friday Inspire on here. Who do we have?
Yes.
Good evening. Ending in 5951.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
You are live. Yes.
Okay.
Do you have a question or comment?
You heard that night?
Hello? Hello?
I did not. Oh.
I think. They probably was calling
one. Okay, I thought someone was trying to press one and talk loud. We were going to give you an opportunity before we close out the broadcast. Well, again, we want to thank all of our sponsors for On Friday Inspire. So look for us each and every week. We're here on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I give God praise for what he's doing in this hour because, again, we're in a time of acceleration.
Yes.
Again, we thank you for your time and coming out with us tonight.
Amen. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed talking with you guys and just I could feel your faith rising and your excitement level.
Amen.
Great.
Amen. So we look forward to having you back again. And, guys, we look forward to seeing you at the 3-4 Court Conference at a Saturday night service or at my father's house on a Sunday. Guys, I love you. See you next week, same time, same place, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday Inspire. My name is Aaliyah Butler. I'm Miss On Friday Inspire. And I am on fire to inspire you and push you into your purpose. Love you guys. Have a blessed night.
Wonderful. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank God for our Periscope people that helped us out tonight on the show. You guys are absolutely wonderful. I know we have a lot of